This may have been, you got a friend going.
Yeah, no, I mean, let us try and clarify. So the 425 is the number for interactive. But we recognize that people have to get there, and they're likely to get there by car. So we backed down a number of 300 based on the available parking that we got and the village's parking density requirement. So, you know, it's a tricky thing to calculate the exact number. We'd rather be conservative on water use so that we're not surprising the sewer department or water department. But we recognize that we can't hit that number until we have additional parking capacity. That's why we're saying we'd like to get to that 420 number, but because of all of our parking, except for the two handicap spaces that we're showing on the layout right now, is going to have to be off-site. We have to be realistic about, you know, where we can park in, because we don't want to create any kind of parking problem in the community.
Okay, so I'm trying to wrap my head around this. If okay, you're recognizing there's a parking lot, so that's a good step, right? But you're also looking for approval using your number. But once you get the approvals, no one knows what's going to happen. The sincerity of you two guys is fine, I get it. But the building could flip. And then when it flips, how do you enforce these numbers? It just came up at a meeting. There's no way using those numbers, I don't see how you get anything that can be legally canceled.
That would be legal again. There would have to be a condition of permit. The building code issues with the site planning issues, right? So right now I'm not talking about building code, we're just talking about the site plan. Mm-hmm. That's the approval that this board is considering, a site plan and special permit approval. So we would have to have a condition of permit. Again, you know, your code recognizes that the mill building is really unique and if it's going to be redeveloped and people are going to come there, we have to find some off-site provision for parking. Applicants have been working to try and secure parking, but given that we've only secured 100 spaces, we thought it was most fair to say we could only accommodate 300 people in the building because we're just trying to do a direct correlation with parking. Just a few examples. If we go up from there, we have to have an amendment.
So, for the parking that you're counting, and say you're counting the home street. So there are professionals that have already submitted a schematic plan of that site. They're not coming up to the numbers you're coming up to of the maximum number of spaces you can fit in there. So there's that discrepancy. But what I also don't understand is it part of the public hearing that you will get exclusive use of this public municipal lot? Because the planning that's going on, the current parking lot, is as a public municipal parking lot. So it's to accommodate a lot of other users as well. So are you anticipating that, and I don't know how it works, that you get dedicated vehicles that you would use?
So I think we need to I will defer all comments about operations and
based on what you just said, then you take a percentage of what you use for the parking lot.
I can't see it.
I have to defer that because I can't speak to what we have all discussed together in the past and what we thought we were solving for, which was the municipal lot was part of the calculations to use that special permit. And we expect that we're using immediate space, roughly many of those will be well under 410 or right now 300 occupancy. And so, yes, I think the idea is that we continue to work on parking, but the all of the spots, not a percentage of the spots, will be approved for our most crowded events, which are a handful of times a year.
But so you're asking the planning board then to approve dedicated spots to your use and the parking lot. That's what I'm just trying to
know.
No, not at all.
We're asking you to approve the current plan, knowing that we have another 40 spots outside of the municipal lot. And I think that's as much as we can say. If you'd like, I don't know if that's.
Well, I mean, part of the rate is also, we talked about last time, you know, we're anticipating if this goes with a wild success, you know, could be up to 90 events a year. So we'll see if we hit that number, but it comes to 90 events a year. Many of those events will be at nighttime. We talked about wedding, theater, music, all the rest of it. So we love what's happening with that Elm Street lot, but a lot of that whole program is meant for daytime activity. So I'm not saying there's never going to be, we're not saying there's never going to be daytime activity, but for the most part, this is something that's used for, we've mentioned all those uses that are, for the most part, even at the max occupancy per year, which is a handful of events, you're not going to run into the same time where people are using it for the nature.
Well, that's one of the other uses, the weapons. So,
well, yeah. So
it's a municipal.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I mean, Rob, maybe can you comment, but it's my understanding the use of municipal spaces is subject to a license granted by the village board, and that's a process that.
I'm the liaison with the board, and that is something that I believe the mayor had discussed. Yeah, so maybe a follow-up from him would be appropriate.
So there is some kind of like something going on this public space to be a license for that.
I'm just suggesting that you follow up with the mayor in terms of what the agreement or the conversation has been around parking in light of the new developments that have been the developers who have come into the village, including the mill, and I think Hopkins House has also talked to the mayor about some other spots, and so I don't have the details to speak to it, but I know there is a conversation. That I'm going to call it a conversation. That may not be accurate. It may be something more formal. I don't, you know. But there's a conversation that has been had about that.
Yes.
Not heard this conversation for Brian too long away. Come there. Regarding, you know, they're using the parking spots towards the account.
Our understanding with other people involved in some of the other plans for that municipal lot that we've been in conversation with is that I think people are relatively aware of what we're asking for, and we're certainly not trying to conflict or be a hindrance to anyone else's plans for that lot. We want it to be available for municipal use. Great to have that, because that would help you and many others as well.
after that, that was talking to looting. So you're going to have more, but look at this then, and I couldn't quite figure out how we, can I hear the turnaround?
I'm happy to run you through that.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's very tricky. So I have this plan here for you guys, because I'm not sure if we're going to get to that one. But so this gray area is the space we're creating for loading. So it's about 60 feet deep where the existing driveway is currently, if you're familiar with that space, right? And so right now in front of the building is just sort of an undefined gravel area. And what the challenge for the design team is that the building really only has one accessible side, right? So we've got Summit Street on the east side, we've got the Queens on the south side, we've got basically inaccessible lands on the west side. So we have to do everything on the north side, and when you have a building that has any kind of hospitality function, it has to serve a lot of purposes, right? You need to be able to greet guests that are coming in, but you also need to serve the utility functions of the building, like taking deliveries and removing rubbish and being able to drop people off. So our landscape architects have been working really hard to try and figure out how to make this work while still respecting the access that the neighbors to the north and west need to have. And so we also don't want to send more vehicles south on Summit Street. It's just, I mean, you guys can tell me if you think that's a bad idea to try and keep cars from going on Summit Street, but our take on it was that we should try and keep our traffic on the north side of Summit Street, allow our vehicles, so we're anticipating that delivery vehicles are going to come down Main Street and turn onto Summit Street, so turn south onto Summit Street, and then be able to pull into our loading area, back up kind of straight now, and do their loading and unloading activities, being off Summit Street. So we heard you the last time, and we recognized that there's some safety concerns, that's something our traffic engineers are looking at, but we figured to get our vehicles so that they can parallel into this space and be out of Summit Street would be the safest thing. And then provide for them to be able to turn around and go back north on Summit Street, back to Main Street, and then out on Main Street, which is the highway. So that's the proposal in terms of loading. Generally speaking, we will be kind of limited to box trucks. We won't be able to take loading from tractor trailers. That's not uncommon. You can call Ginsburg and tell them you've got site limitations and things like that. So that's the proposal, is that loading will have to be scheduled by the operations team, but that would occur on the front side of the building.
Can you just walk me through the garbage truck and the beverage delivery truck?
Yep, all the same thing.
Those are not box trucks, so can you just tell me?
They are slightly larger, and
yeah.
If it would be helpful for you to have all the turning templates, we've run through them all. I didn't put all of them.
No, I just want to know, are they backing in? Are they going in forward?
They're going to have to pull in forward and then back up and straighten out. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that means they'll be using parts of some definitely.
A small amount. Yeah.
Right. They're using flying corner stuff. So.
Right.
No, I just wanted to do one thing. And then, so the trees that are being planted there,
yep.
Are going to be somewhat in the way of this maneuvering? Or?
No, not at all. All the maneuvering will take place on the gray asphalt. Yeah. So the tan is intended to be a courtyard space that can be an entry and arrival space for guests.
So there is no backup to the building?
There's no backup.
Building. Okay. Yes, and that's why we're seeking a waiver on the
loading, because it's just the whole building is
across
the building, so all the bases are
fine. Just to be clear, we don't know exactly if we're going to get away with even putting trees there because of the shipload, but that's the goal, to put some.
Okay, and going there, so that you said you're going to continue with a circulation study. Can we also call that circulation congestion?
I don't know what you mean by congestion.
I'll tell you. You're having possibly 400 people. It's not like a restaurant where they're going to arrive over a couple of hours. They're all going to arrive at one time to reach the showtime. So that tells me there will be congestion at that point.
So So this is not intended to be a drop-off. That's not how we intend it. We're providing for two handicap spaces here. And then, you know, this loading area is not for individuals for you to, you know, bring your partner and drop them off in front of the building and then go park. So as was shown on the plan here, it's a little hard to see because the Anthony, I don't know, can you sort of trace out the blue line? Oh, I can't believe the little digital bubble to do that. So yes, so in looking at the Elm Street lot and the Main Street lot, what we're looking at right now from a transportation standpoint is both pedestrian and shuttle.
back in the 26th, so the 27th would be good.
Mejor.
Esta de tu tierra.
Sí. ¿Cómo se dice? 100 personas. 100.
Let you guys know, and if there are like any immediate concerns, and obviously we know that the first out of the gate is parking, right? So they're looking to do a 9 retreat center, using both the Hada and the carriage house. So that's a readapt, that's a change, you know, eventual change of occupancy, obviously, at the moment. But it's GB, you know, so it fits within the zoning for general business. And it was just, as we're developing the business plan and the market studies, it was just an informal coming to the planning board to say, hi, this is what we're doing. So that we would then, you know, hear informally if there was anything that was going to be coming, you know, that was immediate concern. And then maybe writing an anchor grant, a New York Main Street anchor grant to help with the restoration. We're still not, we haven't totally committed to doing that yet, but that's contingent on a couple of other things that are coming through. That deadline is July 31st. So that's really all that I'm here for, just to let you know informally, nothing formal, just to let you know that that's what we'll be doing. We'll be coming back, obviously, over the next year, you know, to do that. And if there was anything that immediately sprang to mind that said, you know what, it would be great if you could look at this, or,
all right, and Lee asked you to come in front of us, correct?
Yeah. You know, we went through the proper channels, went to Lee, you know, and he said, Sally, just go, you know, directly, go to, you know, apply to the planning board directly, just to inform them. So, nothing binding, but if there was anything that suddenly popped into your mind, other than parking, because obviously that is an issue, and we're looking at where the parking would be done. It's not going to be in the Canal Street park. Not going there. So we don't, you know, other solutions for parking, but 9-bedroom, you know, so retreat centre. Very nice. Then they'll, you know, it's a historic preservation, so they'll be doing, you know, really good job. We'd actually started last year, and we did major work on the carriage house. The whole of the north wall was popping. And we got in there just in the nick of time, otherwise that entire roof was going to collapse. And it was quite an interesting summer doing that. But really good brickwork, right guys, great roofing, all really good. We use Jay Perez, you know, who does all the federal buildings in Hudson, and of course is Philmont Born and Raised. So it's a good team, it's all Philmont Mason. So that's it, really. That's all I'm looking for. So if there's anything,
Is that use change? Does that follow then that hotel? Is it a big hotel?
It's going to be hospitality.
Hospitality.
Which is, you know, again, it's like we'll have to have a look and see, you know, what really constitutes, you know, constitutes hotel. Haven't got there yet, but that's a really good point too, that it's hospitality industry. And that, you know, working through the business plan, it really brings forward, like, you know, there's no real kitchen there, for instance. You know, there's a nice domestic kitchen, you know, but there's the entire basement, and it's like, okay, we're looking at a Bartlett House deal, you know, where the entire kitchen had to be done in the basement. So we're working through all of those situations. And then that will, you know, the level of that renovation will tip it into, is this a hotel? Is this, you know, what is it? You know, it's definitely not a Airbnb, and it's definitely not a boutique, you know, bed and breakfast. It's more than that. It's hospitality, retreat center. And it will be only available for that. You won't be able to, a person won't be able to book in like a hotel. Only for retreats. Block of people for a block of time, in and out, that's it. It's basically where we're at. It'll be fun. Nice to see that building coming back. So anything that you'd like me to think about, you can always email, you know, and say, hey, thought about this, I'd like you to look at that. Anything, Tom, immediately off the top of your head?
Well, you brought up parking. So where?
I brought up parking. I think parking is the main issue there. I don't think anything is like major, you know.
Is there enough land to park?
No.
There isn't.
No, there isn't. You know, there, I mean, so again, it's like, you know, it's having to look at options, you know, to work out where it's going to be. Yeah, so.
How long are the retreats? Do you get the business plan indicate?
Yeah, you know, a week, you know, a sort of basic, you know, 3-4 day retreat, you know, if they're, you know, madly successful, maybe they're very lucky and they get 1 week, you know, but that's a lot of occupancy for that kind of business, meaning they would have to be, you know, doing extremely well to get that. So.
And that's longer term parking then, I think, somewhat different.
Yes, yeah,
okay.
Longer term parking. And so, you know, we know that parking is an issue. There are some options, you know, they're not, so we're looking at that, but to the space itself and the site itself doesn't lend to, oh, let's just take all of this up and make it a parking lot. Just isn't that.
It's underground.
Yes, why not?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm open to that, Tom. You know, let's start digging underneath because we haven't got it on top. So.
What about the old town garage? You know, maybe the town would be willing to do something in the old lot where the garage, they tore the garage down. It's not that far away.
Yeah, you know, I haven't thought of that yet because we haven't really, you know, that's just, you know, I don't really know what the town are doing with that space yet. And it's, you know, as you know, slightly sensitive in terms of what happened there. But that, and then there's Tumbit Opportunities that own that whole parking lot there, and it's, you know, seeing what they're doing with Rock Street building, and so, you know, we're a long way from coming to the planning, but it's like though we're obviously considering all of those things.
When we were kids, we walked up that big hill. It's on the north side of the Hardwick Mansion, so they could actually park down to Baldwin and walk up that hill.
Yeah.
That's right.
We went to the youth center in the morning and the rest of the afternoon.
It was good enough for us, it's good enough for them.
Actually, we went from a bully.
So they pop.
All right, Sally, thank you.
All right. Thank you. If anything comes up,
or the owner gets a van that they meet somewhere else, and
yeah.
We have a shuttle.
Van.
Nobody wants to open a transportation business. Now it's the time.
Exactly.
Now is the time, yeah. Definitely.
Okay. Am I making a motion to adjourn?
I have a motion to adjourn. I need a second.
I'll second.
A motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Yeah.
Carrie,
yeah.
We are adjourned.
Thank you very much. They put their right where it belongs.
That's a problem for him, but it's me. How you doing? Oh, sorry. Good night, Thomas.